Self-service and longer hours for the call center are two goals of an ambitious project to update the way the Thrift Savings Plan interacts with federal employees. Kim Weaver is Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. She joins me now with a status report on Project Express. Kim, good to have you on.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. There's something new here. You have issued a draft RFP for this project, correct?
Yes, we have. We are calling this Project Express, which stands for Expanding Participant Retirement Engagement Services and Solutions. You always have to have a catchy acronym. It helps the project along.
Well, it sounds like you started with the acronym and backed into the words.
Yeah, kind of, I would believe. I can't claim credit, or I would. But what we're really trying to do, as you just said, we issued our draft RFP, which comes after months and months of work and research, market research, talking to players in the field. And what we're looking to do is modernize our technology, add channels of communication, move, as you said, more to self-service options, but also, more importantly, to two-way conversations. Right now, our communications are very one way. We hear from our participants, and if they call us, we respond. If they write to us, we respond. But we don't have a lot of outreach. So someone turns 30 and other you might have experienced this yourself from your financial institution. You hit a certain age or birthday. They send you an email saying something like, have you thought about increasing your contributions? Have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Those kinds of outbound communications aren't something that we're able to do right now, and we think that's important for our participants.
And also you plan to make it easier to, for example, make changes to contribution levels or make withdrawals and so forth. This can all be done in self-service fashion?
If people want that. What we have found is the bulk of our calls are for people who are trying to take their money out, withdrawals, loans, that kind of thing. And obviously an important decision. It's got tax consequences. It has a whole host of consequences. And so a lot of people want that clarity. They want to talk to someone. They want to make sure they understand their options. And we are happy to do that. For those people, though, that want to do it themselves online, then that is what we are moving to do.
Now, the call center that you operate, that'll be expanded eventually to, I guess, I read 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. Do the people that populate that, are they exclusive to the Thrift Savings Plan? That is, are they experts or are they also answering questions about printers and carburetors?
Well, we haven't gotten there yet, obviously, but what we would be doing and what is common in the industry is that they would be exclusive to us, that they would be trained on the TSP's rules, they would be trained on the TSP's regulations so that they know that they become experts on what people are or are not doing. So it isn't as though you're also calling and ordering a refrigerator spare part from our call centers.
That sounds like an encouraging sign. Getting back to the draft RFP, what is in it? Are you looking for products? Are you looking for services? Are you structuring it as a set of task orders? How do you plan to go about this?
It is an enormous document, and what it lays out is, I don't want to say, it sounds amorphous to say it lays out a vision, but it does. It lays out sort of the fact that we're trying to move to an omni-channel, self-service, automated, and it describes in a narrative what that means. So it's expanded participant access, availability of the call centers. It is more than the call centers, though. We have other contracts where people, when they send in their forms, those forms are processed and acted upon. And it's also consolidating a number of contractors, which will provide us with an end-to-end view of people coming in. Because what happens right now is one contractor seamlessly hands over documents to another contractor, but we as the TSP don't necessarily have a view of that in progress. We have a view of it at one contractor, at the other contractor, but for us to really be able to help people and manage them, not unlike when you get an email saying your package is on the way, we want to be able to see where that form is as it moves through the system. Again, that's visibility we don't easily have right now.
We're speaking with Kim Weaver, Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. So it sounds like there's a fairly significant technology underpinning upgrade, and that's always fraught with danger.
It is fraught with peril, it is, and we obviously, security, because we deal with participant information, security is the bedrock of that, and at the same time, we are moving forward with our express draft RFP. We are analyzing our internal technology to make sure that they will be able to talk to each other, obviously a vital part of the equation.
And what's the timeline for all this? A draft RFP means you're probably accepting still more comments from industry before having a final one.
That's exactly right. We are taking comments through early June. We will then review them if necessary, you know, do more research. If someone brings to us ideas or concepts that we hadn't yet uncovered, we'll do more research. And we are planning at this point to issue an RFP toward the end of this year, and then that procurement process will follow the normal course of business. So a contract would be awarded at the moment in 2017.
And to what extent does the TSP processes model, how similar or different are they from, say, a large commercial holder of 401k plans?
The underpinnings, the rules that we follow are very similar, 401ks and the TSP follow the same underpinnings. But I think it is fair to say that other 401ks are probably further along in being able to do the two-way communication that I just described, and that is where we are trying to move.
And did you look at the possibility of just joining one of those for purposes of processing, even though it would be a separate system?
They could bid. Anyone can bid on this, but the funds that we offer are set out in statute, and so we wouldn't just be able, for example, to switch over to a private sector provider because our funds are laid out in the law.
And it's probably safe to say that the TSP is much bigger than any individual one, even the ones that has a couple of large corporations.
Yes. We have at this point 4.9 million participants and $460 billion. So it is quite a large plan and will require quite a lot of support.
And do you have an end point in mind when things will be different?
We are working under our five-year strategic plan right now that will go from 2017 through 2021. And the evolution that is laid out in Express is over that 5 years. Last year, our executive director spoke to our board and the Employee Thrift Advisory Council, a group of unions and management associations that assist us, and laid out what he called now and later. And it was sort of a vision of the TSP as we operate now and later as he would like us to do, which is the two-way communication, which is the better support for our participants that we would like to provide. And that is a five-year effort.
Kim Weaver is Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Thanks so much for joining me.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
And be sure to share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.